Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and this is the Dr. Denise Show. And I'm so excited about season two of Diva Discussions. And I have Abby Knights here today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh my gosh. You can tell in my voice. I'm so excited. I feel, first of all, I want to express my gratitude for getting to meet you on your new show, Mia, the Mia podcast.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure getting to meet you. Thanks to Lorna Litz for the introduction. She's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't even wait to see her when she gets back in the country. And Abby, you know, this, you know, when you say diva discussions, you know, the word diva is used in the music industry and, you know, we want to honor the iconic divas, but I think the concept of being in touch with your higher self and, you know, we can put all different like divine, inspirational, vivacious, and aware. And I felt like I really wanted to get to know you and you and I were supposed to talk today. And I would love it if you could give, you know, give everyone a little bit of background on like who you are and what you stand for.
Well, long story short, so I don't keep you here literally for the next couple months trying to roll it all out for you. I've been around entertainment about 20 years, started out as an artist. And then from that, I transitioned into film and television, doing a lot of lighting work. It's actually been one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. And from that, I've kind of transitioned as well into the radio and hosting space. And so that's kind of where I'm at today.
Yeah. And I loved when I was on your site, I felt like we had a kindred spirit. Like I was looking at all your creativity, but I wanted to hear more about your passion for helping children.
That's life goals right there. You know, people walk around talking about wanting to be really rich and have the cars and the bags. And a lot of people don't know that when I was 13 years old, I wanted to be a singer and I wanted to be famous so that one day I would be famous enough to actually walk into St. Jude's and be able to see the kids. And so, thanks to my incredible manager, I've actually kind of come full circle a little bit. And I had the pleasure of being able to interview the grandson of the founder of St. Jude's, who actually started the Music Gives program, Jason Thomas Gordon. He's absolutely just remarkable human being, such a great person. And so that's kind of been my mission in life, is to focus on that. I actually, you're pretty much the first person I'm telling about this openly outside of my team. But I have a children's nonprofit that I will be launching most likely at the beginning of next year.
Well, first of all, I'm getting chills because I love it when you sort of tune in. Right when I read your website, I tuned in right to the children. I said, oh my goodness, I got this hit of synchronicity of you and I, besides our fun that we had on your show and just the vibe and just getting to know one another. So I'm really passionate. I have, I don't really talk about it a lot either. I have this jewelry line where 21% of it goes to an orphanage in India, and that's starting to grow. But really, it's about service. And I'm an adult and child psychiatrist. I don't know if you know, I'm also an adoptive mother, and my son's mixed race. And so I work with children. I mean, I'm help kids to make the decision to stay alive. You know, I'm on the front lines. I've actually been making home visits during the pandemic. And I also, one of my dearest friends, Beverly Bergman, who I believe when you come to town, I would love for you to meet her. Her and her husband, Ted, I like to do sacred pauses. Ted Bergman would have been 101. He just had a birthday. He's in the other realm. And he and Bev are huge philanthropists for an organization called Young Musicians Foundation. And she's chair emeritus. And what the organization does, and I'll put the link into the show notes, I think this is right up your passion and alley and synchronicity, is there's, I think, over 27 schools in Los Angeles where the children that would have not had access to music or the creative arts have access to music. And so I would love to hear maybe a little bit about how that's in sync, because it feels like it's such a synchronization that it's words can't even describe.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's interesting, right? My first two loves, always been passionate about helping children, and I've always loved music. So it kind of seems like it makes sense to do the two, but essentially, regardless of what the focus is, whether it is music, whether it's, you know, children battling disease, whether it's poverty, hunger, I've just always been passionate about helping children, period, at least to create some sort of a platform to uplift them and to try to bring back opportunities to kids that may not always have them, or resources that they may not always have access to, not just as children, but with their families. And so it's never just been about one specific purpose or mission for me. It's always just been the general, I guess you could say, almost like grouping of just the fact that the help is needed out there. And I feel like as many resources as it may feel like there is, there's never really quite enough. And so that's always been my position on that.
I agree. And I really also love your passion for spreading like love and kindness and, you know, talking about things in an ascended way. I noted that when I just kind of did a quick glance. I mean, I got to meet you for the first time. You and I both just sort of like, whoop, we're on a show, right? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to know Abby more. I'm like, I wish she lived. I'm like, when is she coming to LA?
Hopefully soon.
I hope so too. So do you want to talk more, or do you want to kind of hush hush, we do another show more on the charity that you're founding? Cause I'm like so excited that was some synchronization, but I'd love to just, you know, anywhere you want this to go. I mean, I'm so excited for everyone to get to know you and like what you stand for.
I actually don't have the rollout for the nonprofit yet. I'm still waiting on the trademark. I submitted for that. But I'm waiting to get the final approval on it. So I haven't really disclosed the name or the imaging or anything for that yet. But when I do, I'd be happy to come back to you give you the whole breakdown of exactly what the two missions are for it and what I'm hoping to accomplish with it in the near future.
Well, and I want to say one of the things I love about media and shows and podcasts and radio is attracting a vibrational frequency of hope and love. So mm-hmm. I just want to say I felt that, and I'm excited in any way I can help in any of my skill sets. I would be happy to do that as things evolve. And I'd love right now, can you just tell me you're doing so many cool, cool shows right now. It's like, tag, you're it. Which one would you like to talk about? I'm like so excited for everyone to know about all that you're doing.
Right. Have that same conversation with my manager. She may beg to differ with you on the cool part. It's always like, okay, Abby, we can't just keep adding things. Okay. We need to have a focal point. Every time I call, I'm like, so I've got this. And Marcel's like, okay, just give me a minute. Let me call you back. She's like, I need to process. right now,
it's, oh my gosh, I love that.
You know, the downside to being a creative, there's always new ideas.
Yes.
And so I'm learning time management. I'm learning priority, because for me, I can just keep coming up with ideas for days, and then I would just drive my team absolutely off the wall. But kind of my biggest baby, I guess you could say, is my radio show, formerly known as the Abby Nights Morning Show. We were airing in California, in the Sacramento area, 5 days a week. We Wow. were 6 to 11. Monday through Friday. We got up to about over a million listeners in about 8 months with no No press, no marketing. That was exciting. Yeah. We did a restructure on the show, but I've always maintained the same integrity. So positive format. We don't do negative gossip. We also don't prey on people's downfalls or celebrity downfalls as a way to lure in clickbait and ratings. So I really stand my ground when it comes to that, because there's a lot of interesting things to discuss with people outside of negative press. So, you know, we've had some incredible guests like, you know, Tank, Victoria Monet, Hector Camacho Jr. was on there. We've had a wide variety of personalities from, you know, world-renowned DJs, actors, singers, you name it. And now we've come back, you know, we scale back a little bit to one day a week. We're on Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Absolutely love the show structure that we have. And my DJ, DJ Cadence, is absolutely amazing. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, whether you love or hate a specific genre, he's so good at what he does, guaranteed to get you on your feet. That's why we call it the best party show in the city. And then what's better than beautiful women? So, you know, I've got my girl Jenny Ruby, who's a little firecracker, and Rhea, who just keeps it all the way real all the time. And I just feel really blessed to have such an incredible group of people that I get to share the stage with, so to speak. So love them. Big shout out to them. They're incredible.
And how long has that show been going?
The morning show was on for a year. And I pulled that show in June, and we've restructured. And so we've been going with the new format. It's called the Abby Knight Show. The shortened version of it is referred to as Talks or Talks Radio. That's been going for just a couple of months, about 2 or 3 months. Same DJ, though. Same personalities, pretty much. But we've just rotated. We used to have 5 people on. Now it's just myself, the 2 girls, and my DJ.
Oh my God, I love that. I really want to just do what I call a sacred pause about the word integrity. During the pandemic, I've been doing my Dr. Denise show, but then I was asked to do some things in the entertainment industry. So I just had to, you know, you have to form a different company for different endeavors, separate out the doctor stuff a bit. So I formed AscensionMedia.love, and throughout the pandemic, a group of really lovely ladies, we talked about different universal truths. And I just want to honor your word integrity. And I like to say, you know, what's your in when you're in integrity to yourself, when you're having self-love and awareness. And it sounds like you have a gift, Abby, of attracting people that are like-minded and want to spread love and light. And you're doing it your way, and you're doing it the way that you know is going to elevate people. And I really want to champion you, because I'm sure if you and I were to go through like a 20-year timeline of all the stuff you've seen, that's kind of those WTF moments in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Right? Like the WTF-o-meter.
I think I've got a hall of fame for that.
Right? Right? Yeah. That could be its own like talk show, like dun, dun, dun. WTF moment, take lying for 1,000, take, so I think I'll take narcissism to the infinity and beyond, right? And so I think when you're, I feel like there is like a certain level of resiliency and a certain level of, maybe you can relate to this, that you end up attracting an inner circle of people that you almost get closer to people based on some of those experiences. Can you relate to that? Where, without going into specifics, that you've had so much, like nothing would shock you, that it just makes you that more grateful for who you're with right now?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Shock value, shock factor is completely out the window. But I will say, I was actually just reflecting on this about, within the last week or so. I had somebody I knew in high school who was just probably one of the most beautiful people you could possibly meet, aside from one of my friends that had passed away the year I graduated. But his name was Poppy Stalker, full of life, found out he had cancer last year. And you get so busy in the day-to-day activities. And I kept saying, I'm going to call him tomorrow, check on him. It turned into a couple of months. Anyway, I went to look him up to give him a call. And I found out he had passed away the month before from cancer. And life is so short and so unpredictable. And I think that people forget that the real value in life is in moments, not in things. Yes. And so I really, really treasure the relationships I have with people. On my radio show specifically, they've kind of become like family at this point. Cadence and I are super close, and same with Rhea.
I want to honor Cadence and Rhea, but the name of the person who passed away was
Poppy Stalker.
Poppy Stalker, mm-hmm. I just want to just send a lot of love and light to you and to his family and to everyone out there that has loved ones that have passed away recently. Right when you said that, you know how we have all different levels of intuition and awareness. Well, one of my ways that I can feel the unseen energy is through like lightning bolt chills in my arms. And I just want you to say, right when you mentioned his name, and right now when I put my hand on my heart, I am getting like chills throughout my body. So it's like kind of like a big hug to you from him, I'm getting. I'm like, I just wanted to pause and tell you that's what I was getting.
Oh, wow. That's funny. That's
like lightning bolt chills. When
I used to talk to him, he used to always tell me that he was sending me a big hug. See, that's kind of weird.
I'm getting chills now. My legs are getting chills all down the spine. So this is how I didn't know that this was going to happen organically right now, but this is my way of connecting with spirit. It just happens. And then I just say things out of my mouth that I'm like, and then people are like, oh, that's what so-and-so would have said. So I'm just telling you, this is my process. I don't judge it. It just came in.
Yeah. He was a light, man. It didn't matter where you were, where your life was. He was just good. Him and another friend of mine, you know, when I graduated, it really makes you reevaluate your concept of time and what that really means in your life. And I think here in America, people are so lost in the chase, chasing a dream, chasing money, chasing a means to an end, right? You got to work endlessly just to be able to pay your basic bills, that we don't really have time for living. There's no quality of life, it feels like. And, you know, that's what I was telling you. Cadence, you know, we've talked, I'm like, you're practically like a brother. And Rhea knows, I like, love her endlessly. My relationship with Jenny is still pretty new. But Rhea and I have kind of formed like a sisterhood, you know, and I feel like, hopefully she knows. And, you know, I think it's a mutual thing that we definitely have each other's back, regardless. And, you know, I'm just beyond thankful for the incredible people I have around me that I've been able to form these really incredible bonds with. From, you know, there's a trainer here for professional, you know, sports and athletes. Her name is Lily. She's incredible. You know, my manager was like God sent. Everything I've hoped for the last 15 years, when I was hoping I could find a manager, and she's everything and then some. You know, she's thorough and on point and has no problem telling you exactly what you don't want to hear. So, but you need that, you know, you need people in your corner that don't just yes you to death, that believe exactly in the vision and support it, but that also understand that there are limitations, and that every idea and every dream, every opportunity isn't the right fit. And so I'm just thankful, man. I think that I just see life differently at my age. I was very sick when I was in my 20s and had some really serious heart issues, and I didn't think I was going to make it. And I've had several close encounters throughout my life, but, you know, I just I think that when you are surrounded by great people, and for me, integrity is first and foremost, it's at the head of everything,
you know,
business, personal, family.
That was actually the first universal truth we did when I launched the 3 seasons of the Ascension show as part of a series. So I think that that's a really cool, there are no coincidences, right? I agree with you about integrity, because integrity, really, if you think about it, I like to talk about the universal truths of awareness, self-love, and altruism. And integrity, I say when you surround yourself around people, we talked about this on the Mia show, which, by the way, thank you. I can't wait. Can we talk about that in just a minute too? Like when you surround yourself with people that are vibrating at a love vibe, and there's like this humility and wisdom you get through being on planet Earth and like remembering that we're light beings, right? We're in these costumes, right? Yeah. And so I just want to like honor and shout out your diva discussion highlights so far have been about integrity and gratitude. And I think those are amazing foundations to happiness. You know, they're energy frequencies, no amount of material possessions. I know we have to still have food, shelter, clothing. There's nothing wrong with having material things, mm-hmm. but if that's your focus and you're not focusing on the unseen energy of love, integrity, and hope, people are very spiritually disconnected and empty. And that's when things, the pendulum, I'm sure you've seen, especially in the entertainment industry, when people are spiritually bankrupt, what that looks like. No amount of money can buy happiness and love and in an inner circle that's got your back.
I think also it depends on where you're at in your life, because I think that some people do find fulfillment in material things. I've kind of been stripped of everything. You know, I had break-ins into, you know, one of my apartments. They stole everything, all my jewelry, my most expensive jewelry, the most sentimental items that I had, you know, that had come from relatives that passed away. And at this point in my life, my view is just different. I think that when you come close to the idea of not having tomorrow, mm-hmm. and it's a very real realization in a moment where the choice is not yours, it shifts your priorities. And I think that we all vibrate differently, right? We all have different life goals, different methods of fulfillment. And I think that a big part of discovering your happiness is also understanding your purpose. And it took me a long time of dealing with a lot of pain and a lot of trial from, you know, my childhood, my past, and taking the time to understand, to give myself permission to be selfish, to understand that I don't have to give everything that is always asked of me, and to prioritize my own well-being, which in entertainment is easy to lose track of. And it was a process. It was a process, but I'm so comfortable with myself in my space, and I'm so protective of it that anything that disrupts that in any shape or form typically always has to go immediately. I cut it off right away, because it's become invaluable to me. It's not something I'm willing to risk or lose or not have that level of balance. But at the same time, I think that everyone's discovery process is different.
I love that you said that. Right when you said that, I put a quote on my Instagram. I was talking about, this is the part. Okay, shout out everyone. I'm a universe geek too. Okay. So I have this word neurostyle that we talked about. We all process and perceive things in our own unique way. And this tags off what you were saying. And I have this one part of, I experience all of us as multidimensional energy beings that have varying multisensory awarenesses at any given point, a point of right now. And so I like what you were just saying, that you were being really honoring your path and what you just described, but also saying everyone's at their own, I believe you would say that everyone's at their own path and their own journey of what they're aware of right now. And based on some loss, health issues, fiscal situations, you realize the importance of the energy vibration of the people around you. It's not that you don't need certain things to be on Earth, but just the spiritual and the love currency and the integrity currency and the hope currency reigns supreme in your universe.
100%.
Awesome. So, Abby, I know your manager is like, what is she doing now? She's got all these projects, all these cool things. We just talked about your radio show. Can you talk about Mia and how that evolved? And I'd love to just hear how that sparked.
Well, it kind of progressed. So first I had my late nights podcast. It's called Late Nights with Abby. It's a 33 episode season, bonus episodes and exclusive interviews, in a new segment that's called Behind the Curtain that is tailored to high profile people and celebrities. And, after I started doing that, I started the other one, which is called Buena Onda with Big Citric. If anyone's watched the George Lopez show, he played Manolo. He's a big fan favorite, hilarious, great comedian, incredible actor. And we just talk about a lot of, it's hilarious. You really just have to tune in because it's crazy.
Yay.
He's a ball of fun. Again, incredible people. And, you know, where my late night podcast is very diverse. We touch on everything they say you're not supposed to talk about. So religion, I was like, you know what? This is what they say not to talk about. So I'm going for it. Politics, religion, sex, relationships, mental health, just everything. Literally, we cover all of it.
I would love to be on one of those uncut versions about sacred sexuality and just dating, because there's so much to talk about. That's sort of,
there is
so much.
And there's an informative way to do it. We don't do anything, you know, too far left. Everything is very tasteful, and it's done in an informative and entertaining way. So we're not out here like, you know, lovely, putting on this crazy explicit late night show. It's not like that at all.
I get it.
We had an episode with sex toys and it was hilarious. Jenny, Rhea, and Cadence were on that episode, and Jenny had the bright idea of turning it into a microphone. And so it was, it was a hot mess, but it was hilarious and it was informative. And we talked about, a lot of people are very weird about, once again, self-discovery, right? Whether it be physical, internal, spiritual, it's all connected. And so I have a very wide variety of people on there, from celebrities to people that come from all walks of life. Like I said, we cover all topics, everything that is controversial that they say you shouldn't talk about. I definitely wanted to go there. And Buena Onda is just fun. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's full of comedy, really. I mean, we've got, you know, Adventures with Phil, who's hilarious, you know, and he's going to be catching people on the spot randomly on the street, playing pranks. It's going to be great. And in the midst of all of that, you know, I started thinking how important having that feminine support is and how understated that is. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, Latin representation is fickle, but even more so than that, an empowering representation of Latin women is practically non-existent when you think about it. And so I really wanted to create a show that was going to embody all of those things in a really fun, confident way. You know, in a way where your thoughts and your opinions are not filtered, where everyone is equally respected and appreciated. And it's not about having people that are only Hispanic or people that are only ethnic. It's just that for us as co-hosts coming together and the representation that we're hoping to be able to give younger girls that were much like us growing up that lack that, we just want to show that there is a lot of value in representing your ethnic diversity or, you know, background in an empowering, prideful way. And so that's where MIA comes from. It's an acronym. A lot of people, when they hear it, they think of Bad Bunny song, Dime Que Tu Eres Mia, Mia, the song with Drake. And Mia means mine, but our Mia is an acronym. It stands for Mujeres Independientes y Amorosas, which translates in English to independent and loving women. And we're not saying we're an only all-girl show. We do have diverse guests. We have had men on the show. But that is just the foundation of where we are rooted as women, as Latina, Hispanic women, culturally. And it's a show that I'm really incredibly proud of. The ladies are wonderful. I've grown to have quite the bond with Lorna Litz. We're both Taurus. We're both stubborn. You know, we're both out here overly organized. I'm like, I think OCD runs a little bit in our nature, but it's beautiful because we're so organized. Things just work. And it's just been wonderful. I really feel like I am kind of having the time of my life right now because I get to wake up looking forward to everything I do every day as opposed to dreading punching a clock. And so I'm just grateful. I just feel like it'd be hard to be any other way.
Well, I have to tell you, you and I were supposed to have a chat to get to know each other. And I'm like, I just want to get to know you on the show. And also, I felt this connection. I just tell you, midday, I have to get a swim in. I had patients. I'm going to go pick up my son in a little bit. And that freedom and that connection of honoring the divine feminine. But then I love your focus on your different shows. In fact, I made the decision with the Dr. Denise show as I was relaunching just the show and not just only different series to be more definitive. Like, this is a Diva Discussions, Creative Minds, Champion Mindset, because it doesn't mean I'm not going to cover all different topics, but it helps your listeners or your viewers go, oh, okay, we got Mia. And then we've got, you know, you've got your different shows, but it doesn't mean... It sounds like you also like the there are no rules. Like, you make up your own rules based on your show, but then you have a focus and you have the rule is love, the rule is kindness, the rule is integrity. But you like to be really creative and just go in the flow of what comes to mind. Would you agree?
I feel like there's a lot of beauty in organized chaos, and that is also the perk of me creating everything.
Yes.
When you create it, you get to have more control over what you do. And that's what a lot of people don't understand.
Yes.
There's no rules to creativity.
Yes.
There's nothing that says it has to absolutely be done this way because everyone's journey is different.
Yes.
It's always the person that comes in with a different formula that basically establishes a whole new lane for other people to venture into. And so I didn't really care so much about fitting a mold. I didn't care about having to be the girl that looks like the IG, the Insta models. You know, I didn't care about having to appease everybody. There's no such thing as pleasing everyone. People are always going to have an opinion. People are always going to feel something negative, like you could do something different or better. So I decided I was going to do what made me happy, and I didn't care if it ruffled other people's feathers. I felt like certain conversations are necessary. And like I've always said, if you don't like me, if you don't like how I look, you don't have to look at me. If you don't like my post, don't follow me. It's a really simple thing. I'm not out here trying to put negativity out there towards anybody. But at the same time, I'm also not going to force other people to want to invest their time into us because it's the most valuable thing you could give somebody. So obviously, what an honor it is for us, right, to have people choose to invest their time into listening to what we have to say or watching what we're doing when they could be doing a million other things with their time. And so I really appreciate the supporters and really just the process. The journey's been pretty incredible so far.
You know, I'm getting chills again. I want to ask you something. Is there anyone that's like your like diva relative or inspiration? I know there's so many people you've just honored and listed, but is there anyone that there was like a pivotal moment with an ancestor or someone you love that gave you like this piece of advice?
I mean, honestly, no, not necessarily. No, my biggest inspiration every day where I get my work ethic from, and even though she'll never admit it, my creativity, and my sense of independence and individuality and just, what do they say? Kind of like chuck your boots to the wind, or I forget how the expression goes. But it's my mom, really. My Yay. Mom is, she's my best friend.
What's your mom's name?
Eva.
Eva. Shout out to she's Eva.
Incredible. Big shout out to Eva. She's beautiful inside and out. She's been fighting stage 4 cancer for over 10 years now. And she's just a really, really inspiring, remarkable woman. You know, she doesn't have past an 8th grade education, and her accomplishments are bananas. I mean, she's worked for some incredibly well-respected judges, criminal attorneys, over the years, owned her own investigative agency until she was diagnosed with cancer. And unfortunately, you know, you don't get to have a life and have cancer and be ill. You know, you have to either be poor and struggle or you die, essentially. And so my mom had to focus on her health, and so she had to let her investigative business go as much as she loved it. And she's always been self-taught. My mom, I've actually never talked to anybody about this before. My mom loves to draw. And I think that as a kid, I used to love drawing too. It's one of the first things I started doing creatively. And, some years ago, my mom actually wrote a book. It's about her life story. It's called Malice Intent, Is Love Worth Dying For? And everybody that's read the book has cried through it. It's pretty intense. It's a roller coaster ride. And she wakes up every day. I've never met anybody like her. It's like,
I'm getting like tears, but I'm also getting chills. I'm getting all these feelings. It's like the most, it's like a multitude of like love and perseverance and resilience. It's like so much. It's like an overwhelming, like right when you mentioned the book, it's like hard to even put into words. I haven't read the book, but it was just all the feelings I started getting when you were talking about it.
Well, I'll definitely get you a copy of the book, especially with what you do for a living. You're really, 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 really going to, it touches on everything from drug addiction, domestic abuse, deportation, child custody battles, illness. I mean, it's a lot. But I just imagine myself in her shoes every day, going through what she goes through on a regular basis. And life, in a lot of people don't realize, unless you have a relative that's fighting cancer, or, you know, unfortunately you're battling it yourself, your quality of life, for lack of better terms, just sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks. You don't get to live a normal life. You don't get to feel like a normal person anymore. It's like all that is stripped away from you, on top of the fact that you're battling such a crazy illness. And so for me, waking up every day, I just try to do everything I can to be a good person, because obviously it's what I've seen with my mom. I mean, even when we had nothing, my mom would give the shirt off her back for someone in need. And so that's what I've grown up seeing as an example. And I cherish my mom just beyond words. She's my everything.
Literally. Wow. I'm getting like, you know, like tears of gratitude for, you know, your mom and like all the moms out there that give us that love and that support. And it's like, if we were just sitting like in the room together, just like if we weren't just doing audio, it's like almost like tears, but tears of gratitude and also a smile all mixed in with a bunch at once. And it's like, it's like humbling, right? When you have a mom like you have, it's like you don't even know what to say. You're like, that is to me the wealth. I remember mm-hmm. someone told me their net worth, and I said, well, I'm a spiritual billionaire.
It might not translate to my bills and my investments the same way, but my state of mind is in a very rich place.
And when I hear about your mom, and I'm like excited, and we can put in your bio the link to her book so people can get it. And I'd love to get it and read it. But wow, I had no idea that this afternoon was going to be this amazing and special with you. And can you let everyone know where everyone can find you? I know we're going to have a bio, but I'd love to just have everyone know all the ways they can find you, Abby.
Well, I'm pretty simple. I'm at Abby Knights, ABBIEKNIGHTS, on all social platforms. So at Abby Knights on everything. And if you guys want additional information on stuff we've got going on, updates, exclusives, and, you know, just everything in general with all the shows we discussed, you can head over to my website, abbynights.com. Same spelling, ABBIEKNIGHTS. All the info's on there.
Yay. Thank you so much for joining Diva Discussion Season 2. And I'm so excited and grateful to know you. And thanks everyone for listening.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you.